The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus summoned the 12 and began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over unclean spirits. He instructed them to take nothing for the journey but a walking stick, no food, no sack, no money in their belts. They were, however, to wear sandals, but not a second tunic. He said to them, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave from there. Whatever place does not welcome you or listen to you, leave there and shake the dust off your feet." In testimony against them. So they went off and preached repentance. The 12 drove out many demons, and they anointed with oil who were sick and cured them. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. As we know, our Lord has a heart for the sick. He always has, throughout the entirety of the Gospels. This is why, specifically in today's Gospel, he sends out the 12 two by two. And they go about the countryside, anointing with oil those they found to be sick and cured them. This is the first instance of the sacrament of anointing of the sick. But there's a misconception about what this sacrament is and isn't. Many think it's meant only when someone is at death's door, that it's the last act a soul needs before departing, or it means once given that the soul will depart. My brothers and sisters, this is not the case. The sacrament instituted by Christ is meant to heal spiritually, and if God sees fit, to heal physically as well. Today's gospel, then, is a good reminder that it's beneficial for us, both in soul and in body, to receive this sacrament. A good rule to live by in regards to this sacrament, though, is this. If you're sick enough to call your doctor, you're sick enough to call your priest. If you're going in for surgery, call your priest. If you're beginning treatment for some long-suffering ailment, call your priest. If you're suffering from poor mental health, call your priest and request the sealing sacrament. As part of the rite, we often, in addition to anointing, also hear confession and administer Holy Communion. And so if we wait until the very last moment to call the priest, then all we can do as priests is anoint, which is good in itself, but we're not able to heal the rest of the soul. We're not able to give them communion. We can't give them absolution. We're limited in what we're able to do. So as a way of encouragement, I encourage you to call your priest before it gets to the point where our loved ones are unconscious or are unable to receive solid food. It's coincidental, I suppose, that also today is the Feast of St. Blaise, and we'll be blessing throats after Mass. Because even with this blessing, though it's not a sacrament, it is a sacramental that leads us closer to Christ and his healing power, and reminds us all of today's gospel that he is here for the sick.